first grant, okay, let's see how fast I can go.
Don't have to give a big explanation.
I won't. Miss Delaware Outstanding Teen.
Who's that to?
It's all of you have contributed 100 one time in the past, Council Manick. That's the history.
Need a motion?
Where's it, is it for a Sussex County?
Well, it's all over.
What, youth activity?
No.
Sure we've done this before?
Youth activity. Well, we did Council Manick before, yeah. We did it March of '06.
What, was it a Sussex County?
For scholarship.
Scholarship pageant.
How much did we give then?
$500, $100 each in March of '06. The sponsorship for the scholarship program.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Cole.
Second.
I have motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Rogers, Mr. Jones, to give $100 from each Council Manick for Miss Delaware Outstanding Teen Pageant.
And that includes Mr. Phillips?
Yes, includes Mr. Phillips, unless you want to give it off from his account.
We're doing it for you, Vance.
I just asked you to donate $500.
How's that, Vance? You agree with that one? Mr. Cole.
It's $100 each, right?
Dollars each.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers.
Phillips gave a hard time.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
The Dalmatian Rescue Squad of Rescue of Delaware.
That's got to be Mr. Rogers.
That's got to be Rogers.
It's got to be Mr. Rogers.
You do cats, you want to do dogs?
He's got it.
Well, I got to be even, I guess.
How about dachshunds?
Put spots on him, he can make it do.
That poor little bugger's already gone.
I'll do the same for the dogs and then for the cats.
Where is the, where is...
Community reinvestment.
Community improvement.
Community reinvestment.
Where are they? Where are they located?
How do you reinvest in Dalmatian?
In my district.
Well...
They want to make sure their spots...
Yeah, it's a different dog.
Don't see any Dalmatians around here.
I'll bring one next week.
What do you do with them?
He's got two.
Put it far out.
Yeah.
And sell Budweiser beer.
On hydrants.
How will you stop?
You're the only one who's got a Dalmatian in this whole county.
I guess. Go ahead, I get a second?
I used to have one, but my secretary's got one.
Okay, well, there's three.
Three.
Right here.
It's going to go a long way with that money.
What's the amount?
Same as I did for the cats. What was that, two?
$2,000 for the cats.
$2,000?
Kind of reinvestment, yeah.
What did they do?
Yeah.
They rescue abused ones and...
Dalmatians?
Oh, yeah.
Who's abusing Dalmatians? I thought they abused greyhounds, not Dalmatians. You got this confused.
You're being biased.
We'll put spots on yours, okay?
$2,000 for...
I have a motion by Mr. Rogers, seconded by... Did you second that, Mr. Cole?
No, I'm not on that.
Did you second it?
Yeah.
Oh, he does have a second. Mr. Jones, to give $2,000 from his community reinvestment in... Dalmatian Rescue...
Yeah, you lost my paper.
Mr. Cole.
I got to confer with... I'll pass for a minute. Come back to me.
Jesus. It's not your money you're spending. You're spending Mr.
Yeah,
Rogers.
Yeah, I am. You go ahead.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Cole, you want to vote?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I
can't. I've got to be the last one to vote.
I'll abstain then.
My vote is yes. Motion's carried.
I didn't want the wrath of Dan Kramer on me.
The VFW.
It's not turkeys.
That'll
be the next one. Abused turkeys.
He comes up here and complains, we'll turn the dogs on.
My wife will be up here asking for $200 for abuse. Good God.
Sure, that'd be enough.
This is my Susie. I think I gave $150 last year, is that correct?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Council Manick.
I'd like to make that
motion, please. Veterans Department of Delaware.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Rogers, to give the VFW Department of Delaware $150 from Mr. Jones' Council Manick.
So moved.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
You got already got the motion. You just need to vote yes. Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Proposed ordinances.
There are none.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
I see a hand in the back. Let's see what he's got to say.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, Dave, have you bought lunch, Dave, today? Stickles always had lunch ready on a day like today. You on top of this?
Transfer taxes down, Mr. Cole. You know, we got, you know.
My name is Dan Kramer. I'll tell you what, this place is really going to the dogs. You done give $2,000 to a dumb dog, and look, but the VFW gets $150. Holy Toledo! I tell you how bad this is. That is pathetic.
That is really. Mr. Jones, he's the one made the
money. I don't care who done it.
He's your representative on council.
You're all a bunch of turkeys.
Oh, turkeys now.
Yeah.
Well, I could go a whole lot worse. But anyhow, the next question I have, I want to know something. Go back to the first issue that the big dog was down here from upstate, and he kept biting you in the leg and telling you, you will do this and we'll do that. Now, what I want to know is how is that supposed to work when you don't have an ordinance yet, but he wants the ordinance in the land use plan? Now, how's that going to come all about? You guys going to put this land?
No. We have not figured it out, but I'm sure that
they explain that.
All right, yeah, that's what I want to explain.
You got 18 months to do it, too.
No, well, not according to him, you don't. Well,
according to this little piece of paper here he gave us.
Now, ain't that right?
If you've looked at the present comp plan, it's got various elements. One of those elements is a conservation element. And this Land Protection Act that he spoke about says that we have to incorporate the resource maps into our conservation element. But any ordinance that could in any way limit a person's use of their land because they were designated would have to come in the 18-month period following the adoption of the update.
Okay, so you're just going to reference it. You're not going to, it's not actually in there.
The implementing ordinances come later.
Right. So therefore, just because the maps are in there, just because you accept the maps does not make that law.
Not until we adopt ordinances that set setbacks and that sort of thing.
So that could come a year and a half from now.
Wait, the land use plan, when we adopt the land use plan, Jim, it does have the force of law. But then we have to have complementing ordinance, which is also law.
But if you just reference it.
But it would, if you're talking about you can't have a structure within a certain number of feet of a creek, that would be in your implementing ordinance.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but the way he talked, it had to be in that.
Well, the Act says that we incorporate the maps, but just incorporating the maps doesn't tell you what you can do with your property.
But I forgot the way he was talking, that he was talking about it had to be in there because he wasn't going to be passed.
Dan, it has to be in there for us to do an ordinance. We're just not going to do an ordinance. We're going to do
an
ordinance because it's in the land use plan.
No enforcement, right. But he was referring.
He was offering to provide the county with some guidelines that they could use on what they would say about it.
Yeah, right.
Listen to the tape.
We're not there yet.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kramer.
Huh?
Yes, another hand.
On file already?
Yes, sir.
Audio, good audio file.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've been here for 4 years, 4 hours, excuse me. William Fox of Lincoln.
Right.
And we brought to you last week the Sussex County Council Capital Transportation Improvement Program request. And that's when we alerted you to the idea of this map, you know, that you will, you know, have published in regards to the proposal for the Milford-Lincoln area bypass. I've attended the meeting with LDOT. And we're planning a town meeting in Lincoln. And because Lincoln has been fairly successful in being able to hold public meetings, some of you may know of the two meetings we held last year. One was over 300, one was over 750 people attending that, as reported by the local newspapers.
Right.
In addition to inviting Mr. Rogers personally, who's our local representative, we're under the understanding that some people may be looking forward to future aspirations for political growth, et cetera. This would be an opportunity for you all to be able to attend with the Secretary of DLDOT. We've met with four members of the cabinet about this, to include the Secretary of State, and we wanted to make sure you knew well in advance.
What is it?
An invitation to come to Lincoln on the last Thursday of the month, the 22nd, and it'll either be at the public school, the Evelyn Morris Early Childhood Center, or it'll be at Dave Wilson's auction, depending on how many hundreds of people actually show up for this. Scheduled for 6 p.m.
How many versions are they down to now? How many lines?
They have three versions on the east, which I'm happy to show anyone that you're interested in. This is as of January 30th, 2007. You know, to give you a preview to this, 6 p.m., please.
I'll have to look at my book.
That's February and 22nd?
February the 22nd, 6 p.m., that's correct. And in addition to that, the public turning out in significant numbers in hundreds, from 300 to over 700. The media is there because the politicians are there. This is the only representative body, all the way up through just short of the governor, that has not yet graced our presence. So that's why we wanted to include you.
Let me ask you a question.
Please do, Mr. Cole.
Is it consensus that you all in that area are for a bypass, or you're again a bypass?
Again.
For or again?
That's the latter, yes. Again. We have not seen it demonstrated that there is a need for this when Secretary...
You're fighting to have any bypass right now. You don't want any bypass.
We're more open than that. We're naturally sort of open-minded. That's why we're inclusive in our invitation to you. In discussions with the Secretary of DLDOT, Carol Ann Wicks, last week on Wednesday, when she was asked, how many local people do you think will benefit from any Milford bypass? Her response was very succinct, very few. Mm-hmm. We do not believe that there has been a recognized demonstration of needs for this, certainly not by local people, that in the Lincoln-Milford area would actually be hit twice by this. Once in regards to being asked to sacrifice their lands for no demonstrated purpose, and two, we're expecting that this is going to be, at least according to Secretary Wicks, at least $135 million at present calculation. Jeez. In regards to taxes. This is on top of, and if you'll remember our last meeting last year when DLDOT came to Lincoln just before going to Milford, that's when it hit the cover of the state newspapers, the News Journal and the Delaware State News. In a state that has a budget of only $3.2 billion, DLDOT's debt then, on the headlines, $2.7 billion. To add more to that for little benefit.
But it's not 2.7 now. They've cut that down to 1 point something.
That's correct.
And I understand all they've done is just taken these projects offline and discontinued them. So the 2.7 or whatever they is still there. They just are saying we're not doing these.
It's all fluff.
Yeah.
And that's what we think so. But we also wanted to give an opportunity. You all have been very generous to let me speak for a minute this morning and last week also. We wanted to make sure you were included and had a chance to be able to make any kind of presentation you would like. It'll be open, but it'll be respectful with only one person speaking at the microphone at a time.
We'll let Mr. Cole speak.
No. When you don't live in Lincoln, you want a bypass. When you live in maybe Lincoln, you want it. So it depends on where you live. So I'm going to be quiet. I'm staying out of it because I like getting through that area as fast as I can.
Thank you for working for the schedule today.
Thank you.
I want to get home.
Additional business? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Have a motion to second adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Depends on where you're living.
Oh, so carried.
I like bypass.